Need funding for your real estate investment deal? Longhorn Investments is professional, reliable, and fast. Currently serving Texas, Tennessee, North Carolina, Missouri, Alabama, and Indiana, Longhorn Investments, LLC is a direct private lender offering short-term acquisition and renovation capital to real estate investors for both residential and commercial assets. With Longhorn Investments, you can receive up to 75% of ARV, finance up to 100% of cost, close in 3 to 5 business days, no income requirements, a streamlined, simple approval process, and no prepayment penalty. Formed in 2008, Longhorn Investments has funded over 4,000 loans since its inception and includes complementary businesses, including a title company and real estate law practice. Longhorn's wealth of experience puts them in the unique position of being able to help investors throughout all aspects of each transaction. To get started today and see why Longhorn Investments is the superior lending experience, call and speak to Lawrence Hopkins at 314-749-7616. That's 314-749-7616. Or visit Longhorn Investments at longhorninvestments.com. Longhorn Investments, hard money lending simplified.
Universe Media Network, 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 Network.
Apple has plans to spend upwards of $1 billion to build a new Raleigh, North Carolina campus that will employ 3,000 people. In addition to Apple's $1 billion Austin, Texas campus opening sometime in 2022, the new campus plans, located in North Carolina's Research Triangle area, is, quoting Kip Leftswing of CNBC, a sign of Apple's continued expansion beyond its headquarters in Cupertino, California, where most of its engineering has been based, end quote. As the need for housing located outside of the top-tier real estate market of Silicon Valley increases, Apple is not alone in making similar real estate moves as other tech juggernauts like Oracle, Google, and Amazon. Previous to our current times, even though on a steady decline, commercial office space was utilized in many Americans' daily work routines. Since the pandemic began, many office space real estate investment trusts have seen their value descend as remote work from home has become a necessity more than ever before. But there are some signs of slowly reviving commercial real estate life. Amidst the viral conditions of the world today, companies like WeWork, widely considered as the world's biggest landlord, are still pushing forward in attracting investment interest by way of SPAC, or the Special Purpose Acquisition Company, with a new valuation of $9 billion, much lower than its January 2019 valuation of $47 billion. President Biden seeks to potentially raise taxes on real estate investment moves. As home prices increase steadily, mostly due to current all-time inventory lows, the hike has currently caused the most concern to the real estate investing community, only to be piggybacked by Biden's plan to eventually increase tax rates on real estate investing transactions and capital gains, therefore putting a future squeeze on investor pockets. President Biden is requesting higher taxes on real estate transactions with gains of more than $500,000. The tax plan aims to help cover the $1.8 trillion American Families Plan, which will increase supply funds into child care, paid family leave, and education programs. One of the main sticking points for the REI community is the current administration's focus on the 1031 exchange transaction, which allows investors to defer paying taxes on real estate by rolling profits into their next property. The Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation estimated that 1031 exchanges may save investors $41.4 billion in taxes from 2020 to 2024. For investors who are interested in truly building generational wealth with the options to pass property on to their heirs, this has been an industry staple, but now may possibly become much more difficult to navigate if the Biden administration succeeds. Grant Cardone tramples lawsuit of an investor who accused him of misleading investors by misstating monthly profits. Despite the utilization of the prosecution's display of Cardone's occasionally considered brash approach to teaching sales, financial education, and real estate investing on social media, U.S. District Judge John F. Walter dismissed a lawsuit filed by dissatisfied investor Luis Pino in Los Angeles against the real estate crowdfunding guru and his Aventura-based company, Cardone Capital. After Judge Walter's decision, Cardone stated, quote, "It is a shame that in our society, ambulance-seeking, vampiric, blood-drinking litigation attorneys attempt to threaten people like me who are trying to build businesses. The case was completely baseless. There was zero truth to the allegations," end quote. The lawsuit cited a September 17, 2019 Instagram video post in which Cardone said a $220,000 investment could net a $660,000 position in one of the funds and could also earn about $12,000 to $15,000 in distributions to investors. Pino also claimed, among other allegations, that Cardone's statements about the funds making monthly distributions were misleading because Cardone suspended payments in April and May of 2020 at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, end quote. Cardone also said, quote, "We created Cardone Capital to help the little guy and we were validated. We have continued to buy about $1 billion worth of real estate while this was going on. They saw that I have a following on YouTube and Instagram and that I have a big mouth," he said. "I knew we wouldn't lose because we didn't do anything wrong," end quote. Rehabbers are currently facing out of the ordinary circumstances. As the U.S. residential markets tighten further, the average traditional home buyer seems to be making it more difficult for real estate investors to acquire properties for fix and flip. Within the case of rehabbing in our current market temperament of high supply costs and limited inventory, it's not atypical for bidding wars to emerge even for run-of-the-mill homes. Quoting RealtyTrack Executive Vice President Rick Sharga, "It's interesting that they're having a harder time competing with traditional homebuyers than bigger investors, considering that typically those homeowners are at a disadvantage compared to investors, who can often transact more quickly using cash or non-traditional financing," end quote. Surveyed investors don't foresee many foreclosures coming to market anytime soon, but do consider to see ongoing frustrations with traditional home buyers combined with the lack of inventory and rising home prices. When asked about the ending of this unusual property competition, investors predict that this will endure for at least the next 6 months. AI, or artificial intelligence, is making major impacts to the real estate industry that some are eager to implement, and others are fearful that AI will put them out of business altogether. With sales, leasing, marketing, and property management coupled with big data, AI is proving to be a powerful tool to assist the real estate industry in many positive ways. AI is also showing to be an important mechanism when it comes to development and investing. Quoting the American Genius, "With its ability to quickly analyze a staggering amount of data, AI lets investors and developers make better data-driven decisions. More responsive financial modeling helps identify ideal use cases and project ROI under multiple scenarios using real-time data. Pulling in alternative data, say environmental changes or infrastructure improvements, goes beyond traditional data points and can identify investment opportunities, such as neighborhoods beginning to gentrify. In fact, alternative hyperlocal data has become even more important as COVID-19 continues to upend property valuation models. AI's crystal ball comes from recognizing patterns in the data and continuing to learn from new information. It can forecast risk, market fluctuations, property values, demographic trends, occupancy rates, and other considerations that can make or break a deal. And it does all of this more efficiently, more accurately, and less expensively than manual methods," end quote. To research farther, see links and more from this report in the news notes. I'm Scott Arley for United States Real Estate Investor News, UnitedStatesRealEstateInvestor.com.